我们今天的讲员是一位特殊的人物，也是大家所熟悉、所敬重的一位神的仆人。
Today our speaker is not strange for us. He is respected, a very faithful servant of God.
他1925年生于福建的一个基督徒家庭。
He was born in 1925 in a Christian family.
毕业于台湾国立师范大学。
He graduated from Taiwan State Normal University.
在1950年圣诞节前重生得救。
And he also believed in Jesus Christ in the Christian in the year of 1950.
不久蒙召奉献自己为主所用。
And soon after that, he was inspired to submit himself to God, to be used by God.
1956年去美国 Asbury 神学院读神学。
In 1956, he went to U.S. Asbury Theology Seminary.
毕业后代职侍奉前后约32年。
After graduation from that seminary, he was involved in a part-time serve to our Lord almost 32 years.
这期间在西雅图华盛顿大学获得地理学博士学位。
And during these years, he got PhD from Seattle University of Washington.
先后在美国几个大学，香港中文大学教授地理。
And he also teach geography in several universities in US and Hong Kong.
也任北爱荷华大学地理系主任。
And he was also dean of the geography department in University of Northern Iowa.
在1992年至2000年任台湾高雄圣光神学院院长。
And from 1992 to 2000, he was principal of Taiwan Gaoxiong Sheng Guang Seminary.
从2000年到2006年阶段性的来到我们 BSOP 教授圣经地理。
And from 2000 to 2006, he came to our BSOP to teach our biblical geography.
从2007年至今，每年在 BSOP 教授圣经地理。
From the year of 2007, every year he come to our BSOP to be our professor.
说到这里，大家早已猜出来。他就是我们众所周知的平易近人的和蔼可亲的备受我们敬重的86岁高龄的神的忠心的老仆人吕荣辉牧师。
Now I think all of you can guess it's our Dr. Lu, which already 86 years old.
也是我们众人常常爱说的亲爱的吕爷爷。
It's our beloved 吕爷爷。
下面有请吕牧师为我们证道。
Now let's give the floor to Dr. Lu and our interpreter, Dr. Shao.
谢谢那一些非常怎么样的 flattering 的 introduction。 像今天的讲道是为这个 BSOP 学生，老师们不在内。
This is dedicated to the sisters of BSOP. The faculty are not included.
好，围着他们，我给你们写的书。
I'd like to dedicate this to the ladies of BSOP.
可以一起来，一起来读。飞升，愿能相夫孩子们， 家庭社会榜样做贤妻良母贵夫人。在我每一次上课的时候，以前我总是学生填一张表。
Every time when I have a classes, I ask them to fill in the blank.
请他们告诉我他们的背景，有其中有一男是他们重生的经历。
I'd like them to share with me their born again Christian, born again experience.
绝大多数的学生的回应是不是说我妈妈把我献给主，就是她带我信主。
My mom would bring me to Christ, or my mom would lead me to Christ.
这件事情给我很大的冲击。
This is really an encouragement to me.
因为从小没有母亲，我母亲在我五岁就过世。
I don't have mom. My mom died when I was 5 years old.
所以我对她没有什么印象。所以我是在受不到母爱的情况之下长大的人。
I was someone who was not cared by mother.
Yeah, 你们所说的我真羡慕。
I really admire all of you who had mothers to care for.
你们有福，你们母亲非常伟大。
Your mom is really great.
今天不是妇女节，也不是母亲节，但是我要特别勉励我们飞升的姊妹们。
Although today is not a Mother's Day, I'd like to encourage all the ladies here of BSOP.
将来做好好的做一个上帝的使女，好妻子，好母亲。
That you will be a good sister, you will be a good mother, and you shall be serving God. Yeah.
我说要激励我们弟兄们。
We like to encourage also the men.
经文是在这个箴言31章，请大家来一起读啊。才德的一起来，才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。她丈夫心里依靠她，必不缺少利益。她一生使丈夫有衣无损。她寻找羊绒和马，甘心用手工作。她好像商船从远方运粮来。每到黎明他就起来，把食物分给家中的人，将当作的工分派给你。他想得田地就买来，用所得的力栽种葡萄园。他以能力束腰，使膀臂有力。他觉得所经营的有力，他的灯终夜不灭。他手来难显干，手把房见山。他张手周济穷苦人，伸手帮助穷乏人。他不因下雪而为家里的人担心，因为全家都穿着朱红衣服。他为自己制作绣花毯子，他的衣服是细麻和紫色布做的。他丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。他做细麻布衣裳出卖，又将腰带卖与商家，能力和武艺是他的衣服。他想到日后的情况就喜笑，他开口就发智慧，他舌上有仁慈的发则，他观察家务，并不吃闲饭。他的儿女起来称他有福，他的丈夫也称赞他说：“才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。眼里是虚假的，美容是虚浮的。敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。愿他享受操作所得，愿他的工作在门口得到他。”求天父今天与我每一个人同在。
Lord be with us, O Lord.
圣灵在这个当中运行。
May your spirit be amongst us.
耶稣基督的宝血洁净你仆人的心，洁净他的口。
May you cleanse my lips and heart.
我们今天所要讲的已经写在这里，但是求主圣化它，让我们都得到益处。谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
Amen. Okay.40多年前呢，美国的一个基督教杂志用今天的经文做了一篇文章，叫做 The Million Dollar Bionic Woman.
40 years ago, there is an article that say Million Dollar Bionic Woman.
这个 Bionic 是一门研究生物所具有优异机能，应用在机械设计跟技术上改善的一个学问。
Bionic is something related to a very special thing in scientific research.
这篇文章告诉读者说，像这样一位的妇女，她的价值达到$100,000。
As this kind of a lady, her worth is really $1 million US dollars.
但是呢，这篇内容又告诉人说，像这样一位万能的妇女，除非她是一生物机械妇女，世界上没有，而是找不到。
It's really hard to find this kind of bionic woman.
第一章第一节告诉我们说，这些尊严是以摩利亚的王母亲教训他儿子的尊严。
This is a song. This is a written by sayings of King Lemuel.
所以呢，箴言三十一章这些话是王太后教导他儿子关于人生的大道理。
This is someone teach by this queen mother for her son.
今天我要跟大家思想，我们可以从这一段经文里面学到什么样的榜样或是功课。
What are some of the lessons that we may learn from here?
我的大纲有三点。
I have three outlines.
这位妇女有三方面的赞美德。第一，她被儿女扶站的母亲。
She is someone who is praised by her children.
她是被丈夫称赞的贤妻。
She is someone who is praised by her husband.
她是被邻里要赞的贵妇人。
She is someone who is praised by her neighbors.
请问我们当中有多少儿女曾经称赞自己的母亲，说妈妈你真是有福啊。
Do we have some whose son would praise us as their good mother?
今天经文这位妇女为什么会得到她儿女的称赞呢？
Why would this woman be praised by her son?
我想至少有两个原因。
There are at least two reasons.
第一，因为她教导有方。
Because she is someone who teaches her sons and daughters.
儿女们晓得称赞母亲为有福，是因为他们从小有好的家教。
The children knows how to praise their mother because of what they were taught when they were child.
他懂得说合宜的话，好像金苹果在云王子里。
They know how to say the appropriate words, just like words, as if it's an apple.
所以母亲的儿女有这样的涵养，完全是他们母亲的教导。
Because of this, it really comes from mother who teaches their children.
二十六节，那是他开口就讲智慧的话，他舌上有仁慈的法则。
In verse 26, she had words of wisdom in her mouth.
但是他的法则不是硬邦邦的。
And her precepts are not really very arrogant.
然后他教导的法则是有仁有慈的法则。
She actually can teach them faithful instruction.
他是以爱做出发点。
She used love as the approach.
所以这样的教导就让儿女贴贴服服的相处。
She would teach them properly.
愿我们都学会何时何地向母亲说一句像金苹果的话。
May all of us learn how to praise our mother just like an apple.
愿毕业是母亲们。只要是将来做母亲的，都晓得用从上帝那里来的智慧仁慈的法则来教导你的孩子们。
We pray that all the mother will be able to teach their children faithful instruction from God.
这位母亲得到儿女福赞的第二个原因。
The mother received blessings and praises from their son because of second reason.
第二，因为她受到父亲的影响。
They were really influenced by their father.
虽然圣经在二十八节下半才说她的丈夫也这样称赞她。
In verse 29, her husband also praises her.
但是她在这个丈夫称赞她，这位丈夫早就体会这位才德的妻子是难能可贵。
Her husband realized that she is really someone very special.
比世上任何珠宝更可贵。
She is most precious than jewels.
世上这位丈夫早就知道这位有才有德的妻子。
The husband realized that she is really someone who is very special and precious.
无价之宝。
She is very valuable, priceless.
他对妻子的欣赏、及时的称赞，潜移默化影响到。他儿女们对母亲的崇敬。
The praises come from her husband, and the sons will learn from them, from him.
儿女们看到父亲对妈妈这样的信赖、这么的依靠、这么的崇敬。
The father really rely on his wife, and so the children realize this too.
当他们看见妈妈的丈夫像中国古人所说的“夫以妻为贵”。
Just like our old Chinese tradition, the husband would put wife as someone precious.
当然了，他们可以随时随地说：“妈妈，你真有福啊！”
They definitely would say, "Mom, you are so special and you are so blessed."
本论的第一点是，她是一位被丈夫称赞的贤妻。
Secondly, she is someone who is really praised by her husband.
箴言书三十一章所提及的这位妇女，她不但是位被儿女扶掌的良母。
Proverbs 31, the lady is not only praised by her children.
她同时也是被丈夫称赞的贤妻。
She's also a wife being praised by her husband.
她的丈夫称赞她什么呢？
What did her husband praises her for?
他从两方面来称赞他。
She praises her for in two areas.
首先，他称他的妻子为才德超过别人。
She is someone who is of a very valuable, of virtue, a virtuous woman.
什么是才德呢？
What do you mean by virtuous woman?
才是才干，是他会做什么。这是他的才能，他外在的表现。
This is someone outward, she knows how to deal with things.
德，德性，他的品格，他所以会做什么的原动力，这是他内在内涵的涵养。
Secondly, it would be her character, her inward being.
从这段的经文当中，我们看见这位妇女有四方面特别的才能才干。
She, from this verse, this portion, we know that this lady had four areas of specialty.
第一，她是一位家政工程师。
She's really a domestic engineer.
首先她知道如何管理自己的家。
She knows how to care for her home.
让丈夫没有后顾之忧。
So that the husband may not have any problem.
因为丈夫知道有这么一位贤妻的妻子，他必不会缺乏什么。
Because the husband knows that he has a wife, he doesn't need any, he doesn't have any needs.
第二，其实他做事有条有理。
Actually, what she did is very systematic.
她也知道先后轻重的原则。
She knows the important measure on the measure.
因为她深知民以食为天的道理。
She knows that everyone cares for food.
因此，如同十五节所说的，她没有分派工人应该工作以前，在没有黎明她就起来。
She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family.
要起来把食物分给家中人，包括那些帮佣的人。
Even portions for her servant girls.
第二，她是一位财务经营者。
Secondly, she is a financial enterpriser.
她知道投资。
She knows how to invest and reinvest.
并且晓得投资在不动产比投资在动产更加安全。
She knows how to invest on unmovable property.
因此，就第十六节所说的，他想着田地就买来。
In verse 16, he considered a field and buys it.
这叫做 investment.
This is called investment.
他又用所所得的栽种葡萄园。
Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard.
这个叫做 reinvestment, 再投资。
This is what we call reinvestment.
这是在投在另一种能够生利的行业上面。
This is something that is reinvesting in some places where it can have investment.
她非常聪明。
She is very intelligent.
不把所有的鸡蛋放在一个篮子里面。
She will not put all the eggs into one basket.
第三，她是工商管理经贸易经理。
Thirdly, she is really a business manager.
他能染线，能纺车，能织布，能剪裁，能缝补衣衫。
She knows how to use all those things to help us clothing.
他做细麻布衣裳来卖，他也做腰带卖给商店。这二十四节。
In verse 14 and verse 24, she knows how to do commercial action.
然后他用这些钱从远方买米粮来，用船载回来。
She knows how to buy food from afar.
他很前进。
She is very advanced.
她家中所用的绣花毯子，自己家里用所穿的细麻跟紫色的裤，都是她亲手自己所做的。
She knows how to do coverings for her bed and everything in her home.
第四，她是一位未来专家，或是叫做企业者。
She is really a futurist and a planner.
套用我们中国的古话来说，她是善于未雨绸缪的人。
She is someone who can plan ahead.
难怪她不因为要下雪而为家里的人担心。
Definitely she would not be worried if there is something unpleasant happen.
因为他们所穿的非常温暖，并且非常体面。
What they wear would be very clothable.
有蛇学者认为二十一节所说，朱红的衣服是叫做骄傲。
They would call it a double garment in verse 21.
下学就是说, 穿的棉袄非常的温暖,
this would be something very comforting 又有, during cold winter.
又有学者认为他的朱红衣服是代表当代的人的社会地位。
Clothed in scarlet could be also a position in the society.
因为他有先见之明，加上他有能力，位移的魄力。
Because she really is a futurist, she knows how to do business.
所以当她想到这个家庭未来的情况的时候,
because as she look at the things that happens to her home,
她有自信满足感。
She is really very confident in and also satisfaction.
因为想到这大苗小小的面孔非常的好看。
If you look at her, she would smile and you would look at her beautiful face.
我们刚才谈到是她的才能。
Firstly, we talk about her ability.
现在要看她的德性，她有四方面的美德。
She had four aspects of character.
第一，她第一美德是彻底委身以父为荣。
Firstly, he really dedicated her life to her husband.
她的生存好像只是围着她的丈夫。
Her life is really to support her husband.
一生就是为了使得丈夫得着利益，没有亏损。
She is really wanting to uphold her husband.
因为她那超过众人才干德行，就使得她丈夫能够在众人面前堂堂皇皇地站起来。
And her husband would be able to be respected at the city gate.
她在城门口跟本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。
She is really well respected at the city gate.
第二，美德是她有实践的榜样。
Secondly, let's look at her practical aspect.
虽然家里有奴仆女婢，但是她并不是用口来示范他们。
She uses her action, not only her mouth.
第三，13到15节这样说。
In verse 13, it says,
她寻找绵羊的绒和细麻，甘心用手工作。
She selects wool and flax and works with her eager hand.
她未到黎明就起来，先为家人预备早餐，然后分派他们工作。
And she actually assigned works to her workers at home.
第三，她有勤劳的作风。
She's really working very hard.
好逸恶劳是人的常情。
We would like blessing and doesn't want evil things happen.
但是这位妇女虽然家里不坏，但是她凡事对所经营有利，就努力去做。
She's really working very hard and very aggressive in doing things.
并且做到灯通夜不灭不熄。
And it is really till midnight oil burning.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
他第四点的美德是眷顾弱势的群族的情。
In verse 20, she actually is helping the poor among us.
第二十节给人这样的感觉。
In verse 20, it gives us this kind of attitude.
他伸手为的是要拯救困苦的人。
She opens her arms to the poor.
她伸手张手伸手为的是要帮补穷乏的人。
And extends her hands to the needy.
她之所以这样做，是因为她体贴上帝对待照顾弱势亲族的心情。
Because she actually understands God's heart, so she cares for the poor.
刚才我们称道她丈夫称她的才德，现在我们谈到第二点，她称赞她是敬畏耶和华的心态。
Secondly, we will look at her character. She's really someone who has a fear of God.
她的丈夫称赞她说：“艳丽是假的，美容是虚浮的。”
Her husband would say, "Pretty would be something false, but beautiful is something could be elaborate."
敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
But someone who fear the Lord, they shall be praised by God.
我想这位先生至少也知道一些化妆的情况。
I'm sure her husband may know what is beauty and some other aspects.
所谓艳，所谓丽，都是虚，都是假的。
This could be something very temporal.
这艳丽不是她妻子的本质。
And these two aspects of beauty may not necessarily represent her wife.
艳丽这两个字，多数的英文圣经翻作 charm.
This could be interpreted as charm in English.
什么叫做 charm 呢？
What do we mean by charm?
一本字典说 charm 是魅力、魔力、风骚等等。这些如果不是吸血，是什么呢？
Charm means that you can attract people.
这位先生又说美容是虚浮的。
Beauty would be something very temporal.
虚浮是什么呢？
What do we mean by this aspect?
我的字典告诉虚浮是不切实。
It is not real.
广告上面呢，铁电视上面常常看见一些女孩子有一个漂亮的面孔，就值得金标百倍。
We would say that would be fleeting. Beauty is fleeting.
这不是虚浮吗？不是虚空吗？
Would this be vanity and meaningless?
没有实际的价值。
There's no real value to it.
什么才是有实际的价值呢？
What would be of real value to us?
这位先生说，敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
换句话说，她所羡慕、所称赞的不是艳丽，不是美容。
What her husband wants or what she had would be not only charm and beauty.
而是她那位实实在在敬畏耶和华的妻子。
She is someone who really feared the Lord and a wife who fears God. 总括
的说，丈夫称她、称赞她儿女、母亲两件事情。
The husband also praised her as a mother of his son.
她要超过众人的才德。
She is someone who is better than others.
第二，她有敬畏耶和华的实践。
She really feared God.
圣经说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
因为这位母亲敬畏耶和华，所以她才能开口发智慧。
Because this lady loves the Lord and fears God, that's why she was able to open her mouth with wisdom.
她才能够知道如何投资又再投资。
So she learns how to invest and reinvest.
她知道如何做人的大道理，只能知道为未来而计划。
She knows how to talk about future, plan about future.
愿我们都学习并且切实的敬畏耶和华。
May we learn how to fear the Lord.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
Not depend on our wisdom.
在一切的事情上面都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
We would let him lead our future.
本段的第三点。
Thirdly,
他是那位被邻里要赞的贵妇人。
She is someone who is praised by her neighbor.
箴言书三十一章所提的这位妇女。
This lady in chapter 31.
三方面。
There are three aspects to it.
受儿女扶赞的良母。
She is a mother who is praised by her son.
她为被称赞的贤妻。
She is a mother who is praised by her husband.
她被邻居所要赞的贵夫人。
She is a woman who has been praised by her neighbors.
他们要赞他什么呢？
What would they praise her for?
这段经文最后一节这样说。
The last verse in chapter 31 it says,
愿他享受他的操劳，做工所得的果子，愿他所成就的在城门口来荣耀他。
Give her the reward that she has earned and her works. Bring her praise of all the city gate.
这个经文开头，这一节经文开头是一个愿字。
It started with May.
愿什么呢？愿他第一能够享受自己操劳所得的果子。
May she deserve all the praise.
许多人操劳，可是得不到自己所得的果子，实在很可怜。
Many had worked hard, yet she did not receive all the blessings.
第二，他愿他所成就的在城门口荣耀他。
May all her works bring her praise at the city gate.
古时候城门口是一个特别的地方。
The city gate is a very special place.
在那里不但做买卖，并且还有本地长老的座位。
Not only would there be a place for business, but that's what place where elders would sit there.
那里是听讼判断的地方。
It is a place of judgment.
立契约的地方。
It is a place where they would have business.
能够来到城门口办事的妇女不是一些平常的妇女。
Those ladies who can come before the city gate, they are not ordinary ladies.
一定是有分量的尊贵夫人。
They should be honorable and have places in the society.
她的丈夫称赞她，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。
And her husband said, may all her reward she earn.
这个刚才他翻译对了，这个比这个字是 works 啊，是多数的，就是说愿他诸多的城市在城门口给他称赞。
May all her works bring her praise in the city gate.
这些带给他的称赞，带给他荣耀的成就是什么呢？
What are some of the praise that she received?
是那勤劳的美德吗？
Would it be something that she is working hard?
是，但不但是如此。
Yes, but not only in that aspect.
是她那治家的本领吗？
Is it only something that she had worked on her
profession? 是那理财的才干吗？
Is it because she is really someone who is of wise?
是她那实际上的成就吗？
Is it something that she accomplished?
是她开口所发的智慧吗？
Is it something that comes from her mouth?
这些都是但。
Yes, but not all.
但是我想，城门口最常乐意称赞他的是两样事情。
There are two aspects to it. In verse 20, it says,
他周济、赈济困苦人，帮助贫穷人，这两个美德是人家最称赞他的。
She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy.
因为他知道如何周济困苦人，如何帮助贫穷人。
She knows how to help the poor and needy people.
所以这些是在他那诸多的成就当中最能带给他称赞、最能够荣耀他的事情。
There is something that she deserved to be praised.
非神的弟兄们，如果你们有这样一位姊妹，你做你的妻子，你要怎么样的照顾看待她呢？
BSOP family, especially the boys, what would you do if your wife?Is like is this aspect?
我们一同来读。非圣姊妹能委身，事主相夫孩子们，家庭社会榜样做，贤妻良母贵夫人。非圣弟兄不认输，称赞欣赏榜样真，天国事工努力做，爱妻养家为己任。为什么弟兄们，我们应该知道如何称赞欣赏我们的姊妹们。
Boys, male, know how to praise your wife.
如果你已经结婚，
If you are married,
你应该学习如何做个好丈夫。
You should be a good husband.
学会欣赏你的妻子。
Know how to give praises to your wife.
这是一种艺术。
This is really something that you need to know.
It's an art of learning.
It's an art of being a husband.
你要懂得如何在恰当那个时刻，恰当的时候称赞你的妻子。
At the right moment, praise your wife.
给你的孩子留下榜样。
So that your children will have a model.
用敬畏的心来栽培上帝所赐给你们的产业。
Use fear of God to continue nurture the kind of inheritance that you receive from God.
你应该因你的妻子使你没有。父后顾之忧，而服侍主的人更加的努力。
Because of what your wife did for you, you will strive hard for God.
你应该认同他那张手周济、伸手帮补穷人的作风。
You also need to praise her for her desire to help the needy and the poor.
你要懂得如何依靠他而获益处。
You need to rely on her so that you also will be blessed.
能体贴她为你付出的辛劳。
You should understand how she had did something on your behalf.
常常为她所带给你的幸福而感谢她。
Praises her for what she had given you.
为她敬畏耶和华的心而感恩。
Because of what she feared God, we need to thank God.
你要做一个有影响力的男子汉。
You should be someone who is influential.
做潜移默化的男子汉。
You should be someone who is quiet, but also a gentleman.
用这些来报答你妻子对你的委身。
So that you will praise and thank your wife because of what she had committed to you.
你要努力做天国的事工。
Strive to work for the kingdom of God.
来报答她为你的付出。
So that you can thank her and reward her for what she had done for you.
你要从天上的意象来打拼。
You should try to work for a heavenly vision.
跟你的妻子做一个敬畏耶和华的人。
Work closely with your wife to be someone who fears God.
因为我常常为你一家人祷告。
Pray for your family.
用公义信实作为家庭，在家里面做一个大男子汉。
Be someone who is really a gentleman at home with righteousness and justice.
为他们预备所需要的爱你的妻子，养家。
You need to know how to earn money to care for your family.
因为你是一家的头。
Because you are the head of the family.
这是你神圣的责任。
This is really your holy responsibility.
好，各位非圣的姊妹们。
So, the sisters of BSOP.
当我们知道有这么一位十全十美的妇女的时候，
when you understand you have a perfect woman in front of us,
我们可以求上帝赐给我们恩典。
We should pray God to give us the kind of blessing.
学他如何教导子女。
Learn how to teach our kids.
怎样以丈夫为荣。
How we can support our husband.
怎样地培养体贴上帝的心。
So that we can understand and learn the hearts of God.
怎样帮助需要的人。
Helping those who are needy.
但是请你不要跟他比较。
But please do not compare with her.
万一你觉得比不上他。
It's hard for you to compare with her.
你不要小看自己。
Do not look down on yourself.
因为世界上每一位妇女。
Because every lady.
都是上帝量身设计所制定的。
She is really created and built by God.
你有你独特的才德跟特质。
God designed you to have a very special characteristics.
这是别的妇女所不能做到的。
No one may duplicate what you have done.
因此，你只要在上帝所交给你的责任上尽自己所应当做的责任。
So be responsible to fulfill what God has given to you.
如果你结婚有孩子，
if you have children,
就把孩子带到让他清楚认识上帝，享受上帝的人，将来做另外一个颂上节。
Bring up your child so that he or she will become a Jan Song.
如果上帝要你做一个职业妇女，
if God would like you to be a tent making woman,
就在服事上忠心做一个长存无愧良身的使女。
You will be someone who will be truthful to God.
最后，
lastly,
愿非圣的姊妹们都蒙上帝的恩典。May
all the ladies of BSOP be blessed by God.
委身事主，相夫爱孩子。Commit
yourself to love God and work closely with your husband.
能为家庭社会做榜样。And
you come a model of your society.
做一位贤妻良母贵妇人。
Be a good mother, a good wife, and really an honorable lady.
愿非圣的弟兄们都懂得称赞他们现在或是未来的妻子。
May the boys of BSOP be able to praise their wife or even the future wife.
成为你儿女的榜样。
You'll be a model for your children.
你们要知道如何欣赏你们的贵夫人。
Know how to appreciate your wife.
向我们的姊妹们学习。
Let's learn from our sisters.
能努力成为敬畏耶和华的人。
So that we would like to be someone who fear God.
成为服事上帝的好仆人。
So that someone who will be faithful to God.
一同享受我们工作的果效。
So that we can enjoy the reward that comes from God.
都归荣耀给上帝，都得到要赞。
May all of us give glory to God and be praised by God.
个人要不要做一个自己献身的祷告？
Do you want to pray and offer a prayer to God?
要吗？ 要不要出来祷告？
You want to come out and pray?
出来祷告是表示你更顺服上帝。
Getting out and pray means you are obedient to God.
愿主施恩在我们当中，赐福给我们每一位，不管是弟兄，不管是姊妹，不管是姊妹或是弟兄，我们都蒙你的恩典，求主帮助我们做一个好姊妹、好弟兄。亲爱的主，你施恩赐福给非圣的大家庭，感谢主，奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门，阿门。那么你们自己祷告好了。
我们谢谢。我包括你睡，包括。啊，现。